My next guest is Kevin Callanan. Kevin is General Secretary of the Forza Trade Union and former President of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. And Kevin, with strong Clare roots, will be back in the Banner County this coming weekend. He'll be in Curraghfinn to both launch and speak at the Festival of Finn. And delighted to say Kevin joins us on the line. A very good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Alan.
Thanks very much for being with us. Before we get to the festival itself, I mentioned you're from Clare roots. Your dad hails from Curraghfinn.
Yeah, my father was from Curraghfinn, and myself and my brothers and sisters have, you know, very fond memories of our annual holidays in Clare, and I'm glad to say that I've maintained my links with the county over the years.
Yeah, I believe so much so that you would have been amongst the many Clare fans who were delighted with Sunday's result in Super Value Park Eacueve.
Absolutely thrilled, Alan. I've been a Clare hurling fan for a long, long time. In fact, I remember the very bleak days in the 60s as a child going to Clare matches, and even into the early 70s before the that great team we had in the late 70s that won a couple of league finals broke through. In fact, very unlucky team to have been around at the same time as the great three in a row All-Ireland winning Cork team, yeah.
Yeah, but still, as you say, they made the breakthrough. So no doubt you were looking forward to the Festival of Finn, a renowned festival. A bit of an honour to be speaking at it, particularly in the birthplace of your own dad.
Yeah, I'm hugely honoured and very pleased to have been invited by Cumann Stourhouse Lucas Curraghfinna to open and speak at the festival. I think it has now, you know, positioned itself as a major annual event, not just for Curraghfinn but for the region, and hugely delighted to be able to do this tomorrow evening.
So you are going to be launching the festival tomorrow, but you're also going to be speaking, and I suppose aptly enough, given we've just been talking about immigration in general before the break and everything that's going on with the border in the north and on Mount Street in Dublin and everything else, that you're going to be talking about the Irish experience of immigration. Can you just expand on that a little bit as to why that is the theme or topic that you will be discussing in the lecture with the audience?
Well, what I'm going to do, Alan, tomorrow is I'm going to refer to the Irish experience of emigration and, you know, the kind of issues that Irish emigrants faced, including my own aunt and uncle. My father's only brother and sister emigrated in the late 50s, early 60s, and lived the rest of their lives in New Jersey. And that's the experience of so many, not just of people in Curraghfinn or County Clare, but it's the Irish experience. And indeed, as a trade unionist, and I suppose, can I wish all your listeners a happy May Day? It's our annual Workers' Day. It's happening this year in the middle of the first ever Irish Trade Union Week, part of our Better in the Trade Union campaign. But, you know, one of the things I've been looking at is just how Irish emigrants came to such prominence in the American labour movement, and indeed even in the British labour movement now. If you look at so many of the trade union leaders, you know, they have Irish names, they have Irish roots. Probably the most famous in recent times has been Mick Lynch from the RMT union, who has, you know, appeared on the Late Late Show and celebrated his Cork roots. So I'm going to be talking about that, but I'm also going to be then talking about how, you know, we need to distinguish between the challenges that are posed by immigration into our country, and we've seen a kind of a new challenge this week with the attitude of the British government. Clearly, that's something that will need to be resolved and resolved quickly. But we need to differentiate between that and deficits in our public services and infrastructure, which I'm going to argue are woefully inadequate. And, you know, we really need some fresh thinking in relation to that. We're a wealthy country. We need to fulfill our responsibilities, particularly mindful of our emigrant past, to those seeking international protection. But we also need to face up to the fact that we really are failing in terms of the provision of basic infrastructure and public services.
And if anyone wants to find out what else is going to be happening at the Festival of Finn, it runs until from Thursday the 2nd tomorrow until Monday the 6th of May. You can check out the festival posters, but also www.festivalofinn.com, and you can also search Festival of Finn on Instagram and X as well. Kevin, before I let you go, obviously recently one of the big news stories in the country was about a fortnight or so ago, the Stardust inquest finding that all 48 victims of that awful tragedy in the early hours of Valentine's Day 1981 were unlawfully killed in that awful, awful fire. But you were actually at Stardust nightclub in Dublin a few nights before that awful event.
Yeah, just a few weeks before it, Alan, I was at a concert. It was actually a fundraising concert to send children from the north on holidays, but it involved the Specials and the Beat, two great bands on the night, but it was on in the Stardust. I grew up on Dublin's north side. This was my community. These were my people, and little did we know, really, the risk that any of us who were there that night or any of the nights around that time we were taking. I have to say, I really feel for what the families have been through. You know, 43 years to wait for some sort of justice is really way too long. And it left me with a real sense that, you know, my generation and my community really didn't count.
Yeah, I was thinking about it when the verdict came out. I mean, I was born 6 weeks before the Stardust tragedy, and just thinking about the families waiting, you know, pretty much my entire life, 43 long years. And even in that time, they were, you know, the people in the nightclub that night themselves were blamed. So to finally get that verdict and justice, albeit 43 long years later, plus a state apology, will that go some way to easing that hurt, do you think, Kevin?
I don't know, because I think we can't even really conceive of the awfulness, not just of the night, but the aftermath and the pain that people have had to endure and all of the family stories. So I think, you know, huge credit is due to the people who really stuck with the families and showed solidarity, you know, over the 43 years and not just in recent weeks. And I suppose they're the people I really have respect for.
Yeah, very well said. Well, look, Kevin, we appreciate you joining us. You are going to be launching and speaking at this year's Festival of Finn in Currafin tomorrow from 20 past 8 or so. No doubt you're going to get a great reception. Enjoy the festival and tomorrow. And thank you so much for making time for us on the show.